أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And to all our listeners of the Voice of the Cape. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح فكذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر ولقد تركناها آية فهل من مدكر فكيف كان عذابي ونذر ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين سورة القمر In the Holy Quran, The surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with the statement, اِقَتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ Just to give it some context. Just to give this qissa, this story, these verses that I have just read out to you, to give them some context. The surah begins, اِقَتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ The hour is nigh. The hour, the last hour, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment, يوم القيامة, يوم الحساب, يوم الدين, يوم التغابن, يوم القيامة, the day of standing. ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. قام يقوم قياما يوم القيامة the day of standing do they not think that they're going to be resurrected for a great day the day when mankind will be standing up and looking on standing in the grandest courtroom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of the highest judge رب العزة والجلال اقتربت الساعة that hour is nigh it is near says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر, and the moon is split. We've spoken about that not too long ago as being one of the first signs. أشراط الساعة, one of the first signs of Qiyamah, of the minor signs. But the sign that came before that, before the splitting of the moon, is the sign of the Nubuwa of the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And that's why he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةُ كَهَاتَيْنِ. One riwayah, كَهَكَذَا. Oh, هَكَذَا. He said, I have been sent and the hour like these two fingers. In other words, the time difference between me and the day of reckoning is like the difference between these two fingers. وَأَشَارَ بِي سَبَابَتِهِ وَالْوُسْطَى. The index and the middle finger he showed like this. Look at the difference between these two fingers. Is there a big difference? No, Allah. No big difference. That is how close the hour is. And that's 1,400 years ago. In another riwayah recorded by Imam al-Tirmidhi, he said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فِي مَا مَضَى إِلَّا كَمَا بَقِيَ مِنْ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there does not remain of this world in respect of what has come before. There does not remain of this world in respect of what has come before, except what is remaining of this day of yours. And another riwayah, except what is remaining from Salat al-Asr to the setting of the sun. That is how much time our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling his companions how much time they have left.
Like the time between Asr and Maghrib. Either there's load shedding or the battery in the microphone has died. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Let us use this mic. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then further on down in Surah Al-Qamar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he then says, كَذَّبَتْ قَبَلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ. Before them, before Ahlu Makkah, before the disbelieving Quraysh, the people of Nuh, they also belied him. They rejected him. كَذَّبُوا عَبَدَنَا. They belied our servant. وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونٌ. هَلَتْ خَسَيْهِ is mal. They said of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, just like they said of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu Rabbi salamu alayhi, they said he was mad. قالوا مجنون وازدجر. زجر means to scold. ازدجر, whenever you add a letter, like we did the other day, صبر and استبر واستبر. زيادة المبنى تدل على زيادة المعنى. The more letters there are in the word, the more the emphasis of the meaning of that word. وازدجر. In other words, he was severely scolded and rejected. And they mocked him. When he was building the ark, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, the Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, when he was building the ark in the middle of the desert in Mesopotamia, modern day Iraq, they would walk past him and say to him, Ya Nuh, atajri safinatu ala al-yabis. Oh Noah, do ships sail on dry land? And they mocked him. كذبوا عبدنا وقالوا مجنون وازدجر. So what did Nabi Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام, what did he do? فدعا ربه. He prayed to his creator and sustainer. He prayed to Allah. And this is only after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him that nobody else was going to believe. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَى إِلَى نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. And it was revealed to Noah, Rabbi Nuh alayhi salam, that nobody else is going to believe, ever, except those who have already believed. So don't be saddened about that which they used to do. I mean, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, labitha fihim alfa sana illa khamsina aman. He stayed amongst them for 950 years. 950 years. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, khalas, you and the six, seven in total. Seven in total out of the entire population of the world. Only you seven have believed. Nobody else is going to believe. You did your duty, as all the Rusul, as all the messengers did their duty. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. We are not duty bound except to give over the message. He gave over the message for 1,000 years minus 50. 950 years. And only when Allah revealed this to him, that nobody else is going to believe, then did he raise up his hands. You know, when we look around the world today, Jamaatul Muslimin, I don't know about you, but I feel a little bit like Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And we can see it, especially now what's happening with the World Cup being in Qatar. And if they'd asked me, if the Qatari government had asked me, I could have told them, as many of you I'm sure would have told them, that I've got far better ideas what to do with $229 billion. If it be that much. People are arguing, no, it's not that much. Okay, 100 billion. Wallahi. And I'm just narrating to you from people who work in the field of relief, granting relief to the poor and the needy, the refugees. 20 billion could have housed all 12 million of our Syrian refugees that are bracing themselves to freeze this winter in Syria, in Jordan, in Lebanon. 20 billion. Okay, so they decided to have the Mundial in Qatar, the World Cup. And I see, mashallah, a lot of du'at, a lot of Islamic preachers, missionaries, as they would call them in English. We call them du'at. Mashallah, yada'una ilallah. All going to Qatar, being invited, mashallah. They say, mashallah, many people have embraced Islam. Allah alam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But something that disturbed me the other day, when Saudi Arabia beat Argentina, did you see how they celebrated? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I said to myself, subhanallah, if the Saudis, and many of the Muslim countries are just like that. You should see how seriously the Algerians and the Egyptians take soccer. It almost led to a war. If we had to love Islam, if we had to love the Quran, if we had to love the last and final messenger of Allah, Muhammad Khair al-Anam, salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi, wallahi billahi tallahi, if we had to love those things, like some of the Muslimin love soccer, If I was in England now, I'd be scolded. I must say football. If they had to love these things like they love football or love soccer, wallahi, Palestine would be liberated and the Muslim Ummah would be united on the practice of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam, salawatu Rabbi salamu alayhi. In fact, the word that they use when one team beats another is Faza. Faza, Fariq al-Saudi, ala Fariq al-Argentini. Faza. Faza, that means to beat. Faza. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about Faza? Faza yafuzu fawzan. There's no winning on the dunya. I'm saying real winning. Ultimate winning, ultimate success. We must be worried about, are we going to win? Are we going to succeed? Are we going to pass on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. فاز. فاز فريق السعودي على فريق الأرجنتيني. فاز. فقد فاز. الله سبحانه وتعالى says every soul shall taste the death. And then everybody will be rewarded for what they have done, or they will get what they deserve, in other words. Reward for good deeds, punishment for bad deeds. Everybody will get what they have earned, what they've brought upon themselves, what they deserve on the day of judgment. So whoever is saved from the fire and entered into paradise, faqada faz, then they are successful. They've won. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world is nothing but deceiving enjoyment. How long does the World Cup last? 1 month. $229 billion. في خبر كان ما أخواتها. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. But something else besides that. I just had to get that out, you know. What it's also shown. Wallahi, internationally. Yes, mashallah, some people are going to Qatar and they say, mashallah, these people are so friendly and the streets are so clean and the shops are so nice and the food is so delicious. But there are so many that are showing their hatred towards Islam and the Muslims. Not necessarily in Qatar, but on social media. And it all centers around this whole issue of LGBTQ plus, so-called gay pride and what have you. And besides our criticism of spending too much money, we say, mashallah, tabarakallah, at least you stood up for that aspect of our deen. I mean, there's many aspects that you didn't stand up for. Okay, so you didn't allow the consumption of alcohol in the stadiums. Wallahi, when I went to Qatar in 1995, I'll never forget arriving in Qatar when they opened the door of the plane. You know when you open an oven after you've roasted a chicken? It was so hot in Qatar that the cold water on the roofs used to burn us when we used to take a shower. The cold water used to burn us. How hot it was in Qatar. As Allah says, قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ أَشَدُّ حَرَّى. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fire of Jahannam is much hotter. In 1995, there wasn't one skyscraper, and you couldn't find alcohol sold anywhere in Qatar. Mamnoo, totally mamnoo. And the Qataris were actually very famous for giving 4 month visas to the Jamaat Tabligh. I don't know if they still do it. The Tabligh Jamaat used to come to Qatar for 4 months. I still remember the brother I was staying with. I think he's passed away, Allah grant him Jannah. He took me to the Markaz, Markaz al-Nur, where I met Sheikh Abdul Rashid Ali Sufi, the great Qari from Somalia. He was there giving a lecture. And I mean, still to this day, Qatar is one of the better Muslim countries, mashallah, in terms of how they have granted a ma'wa, a place of refuge for many Muslim political exiles, and for the promotion of Islamic faith and principles and values. And we salute them for that. Or we say, mashallah, tabarakallah. But don't compromise. Wallahi, don't compromise. They will never be pleased with you. They will never be pleased with you. The BBC didn't even broadcast the opening ceremony. They will never be pleased with you. Whether you allow alcohol in this place and you allow the expats to buy alcohol from that place with a license, or you allow this here and you allow that there. Wallahi, it's a slippery slope. And we are falling fast. Wallahi, we are falling fast. I don't know if you saw what happened Halloween in some Muslim countries recently. Wallahi, it's embarrassing. There's one revert brother who was staying in one of these Muslim countries. He said, you know, I come from this kufr. I come from this disbelief. I come from this dalal, from this misguidance. And now you are following it. Something which our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, something which he warned about, that tattabi'anna sanana man kana qablakum shibran bi shibrin wa dhira'an bi dhira'in hatta walau dakhaltumu juhra dabbin la dakhaltumu hatta walau dakhalu juhra dabbin la dakhaltumu. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will follow the ways of those who came before you, hand breadth for hand breadth, arm's length for arm's length. Even if they go into the hole of the lizard, you'll follow them into that hole. So the Sahaba asked, Al-Yahud wa al-Nasara, the Jews and the Christians? The Prophet answered, Faman. Who else? And so when we see the world that is dominated by the voices of, even though they might be a minority, people of the Jewish faith, or people of the Christian faith, or people who associate themselves, maybe not with religious laws, but with the Judeo-Christian culture and identity. They call it the Judeo-Christian culture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Never ever will the Jews and the Christians be pleased with you until you follow their ideology. And what is their ideology today? With regards to LGBTQ+, we spoke about transgenderism and its evil origins last week. For those listening on the radio, go look up Dr. Alfred Kinsey and Dr. John Money. Go look up the evil origins of what they are doing to our children internationally. Poor, innocent children. What's worse than a confused child about their sexuality is a community that confuses them even more and entrenches them in that confusion. We spoke about that last week. But Jamaatul Muslimin, this thing is proliferating at such a rate now, at such a speed. This thing about LGBTQ+, gay pride, Pride Month, they have a whole month. Our mothers have a day, our fathers have a day, okay, according to the International Mother's Day and Father's Day. I'm not saying us as in terms of Islam. Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is Father's Day in Islam. We have two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. They have a whole month. And I'd like to ask the mayor to remove that rainbow over the road there in Greenpoint. That's against the law. That does not conform to the traffic bylaws. That's not a zebra crossing. So please remove it. Again, I feel a little bit like Nabiullah Nuh alayhi salam. But you know, we are also, as a community, we are also largely to blame for the ma'zak that we find ourselves in. This quagmire, because we are so divided. We amount to, in the Western Cape, 500,000 Muslims. Yet in the National Assembly, we only have one seat. Because we can't unite about representation at government level. To say, hey, we've been here a while. We've been here a while. We've been here for more than 300 years. Or about that. Actually, we have been here. Yes. 1652, it is said there were even Muslims on the ship that came here with Jan van Riebeck. And shortly thereafter, Yusuf of Makassar and all the other Orang Sayan, the men of influence that were exiled from the Indonesian archipelago, sent here in chains. And many of our ancestors came from that part of the world and were brought here as slaves. In fact, the Muslims were first freedom fighters in South Africa. It is documented. And even in the Battle of Blouberg, 1805, Colonel Steenkamp of the Cape Town Highlanders. And I don't say this with pride, but as a matter of fact, that my great-grandfather was the first regimental sergeant major of the Cape Town Highlanders in 1885. And Colonel Steenkamp, not too many years ago, he wrote a book in praise of the Javanese artillery that fought with such bravery against the English that the English actually gave them a commendation. They honored them for their bravery. But yet, we are caught between يعني نحن بين المطرقة والسندان. Our Muslim community. We are caught between a hammer and an anvil. We are caught between a rock and a hard place, the devil and the deep blue sea. We have the ANC on the one side that has bankrupted this country. And we have the weak opposition on the other side that promotes all of this LGBTQ plus, gay pride and what have you. And we are so divided, we don't even have a voice loud enough to be heard. And I call on all the ulama organizations to change this mindset. To stop with this towing the party line of whatever their allegiance or alliance or in whatever direction they might be inclined to. We are Muslimun. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. We want that foes, we want that success. Obey Allah and His Messenger. That is our constitution. And when we speak to our fellow South Africans, it must be from that standpoint. And there's nothing better than that. There's no speech that can equal that. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech than the one that calls to Allah, does a good deed and says, I am a Muslim. Somebody was present when Nelson Mandela came out of prison. Somebody was present when somebody said, give him dawah, give him dawah. That Muslim, I don't know what position he was or from what area or his profession was, but he turned around and said, no, how can I call him to Islam? This is Nelson Mandela, who just came out of... Allahu Akbar. Where's our izzah? Where's our karama? Maybe we failed in our duty, Jamaatul Muslimin. But it's never too late. It's never too late. And I start with myself. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Allah accepts the repentance of a servant as long as their souls don't reach their throats. So we can still make right. We can still unite. We can still raise our voices and call the people of this country and inshallah the world to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam before the punishment of Allah comes. And don't think the punishment of Allah cannot come, Jamaatul Muslimin.
فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر. And he prayed to his Lord, Nabi Nuh. He said, I'm overcome, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we Muslims, we are overcome. We are so weak. We are so divided. We have no khilafah. We have no khalifa. We have no army to protect us. But Ya Allah, we have you. We have you. So we say, Ya Allah, we are overcome. So help us. Forget about the strongest army in the world. That dua was like the pulling of a trigger of the most powerful weapon ever known to creation. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرُ. And so he prayed to his Lord, I am overcome, so help me. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبَوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. And we opened the heavens, the doors of the heavens. I remember in the khutbah of Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk rahimahullah ta'ala, why he didn't say, why Allah does not say the doors of the clouds. Because you can count the clouds. But nobody knows how much rain is in the heavens except Allah. And Allah brought down bima'in munhamir, ghazir, torrential rain, unimaginable. وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا. And we turned the whole earth into a gigantic spring. Not we opened up the springs of the earth. Again, you can count the springs of the earth. But turning the whole world or the known world into a gigantic spring. فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ. And the two waters met on a matter decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَمَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. And we carried him on something made of planks and nails. Look at the language. The greatest cataclysmic event in the history of man, the tufan, the great flood of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. And then Allah describes that which they were sailing on as something made of planks and nails. How did planks and nails survive in such a flood? But then again, it's not ships that save those sailing in them. Nor is it the wings of birds that make them fly. Nor is it the sharpness of blades that cut. Nor is it the heat of fire that burns. Otherwise, Nabi Ibrahim, he would have burnt in the fire of Nimrod. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one that makes fire burn or not burn. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh fire, be cool and peaceful on the body of Abraham. And birds, awalam yaraw ila at-tayri fawqahum safati wa yaqbidn ma yumsikuhunna illa ar-rahman. Do they not see the birds above them opening and closing their wings? Ah, so that's how birds fly, flapping their wings. Allah negates that. He says, ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن. It is only the most merciful that keeps those birds up. And just like the knife, if it was sharpness that cut, Ibrahim would have cut his son's neck off, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So it's not planks and nails that kept Nabi Nuh and his six passengers, his three sons and their wives, afloat in the ark, in the safina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he confirms that in the next statement. Tajari bi'ayunina. It sails under our protection. Jaza'an liman kana kufir. For the one who was rejected. What is the message for us in this Jamaatul Muslimin? That no matter how many people are against us, we will not change our religion for anybody. And nobody, even if they try, wallahi, the Quran will say the Quran. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا. And the words of your Lord have been completed with truth and with justice. لَا مُبَدِّرَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. There can be no exchange for the words of Allah. لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلِ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِ. Falsehood cannot approach this Quran, not from the front or from the back. It's protected by Allah. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِذُونَ. We've revealed this revelation and we're the protectors thereof. So we just have to hold on to it. And we will be safe, inshaAllah ta'ala. We will survive. And we at the end of the day, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the final victory will be for those who have been mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَاهَا آيَةً فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We have left it as a sign. Allah destroyed the people of Nuh. Allah destroyed the people of Hud, Ad, and the people of Salih, Thamud, and the people of Shu'aib, Madian, and the people of Lut. Those from where the name sodomy comes from. Allah destroyed them. I found 11 verses in the Bible, mostly in the Old Testament and some in the New Testament, about the prohibition and the punishment of homosexuality. But yet you find so many of the churches accepting of it today. Wallahi, we'll never accept it. Wallahi, we'll never accept it. Wallahi, we'll never accept it. Why? Because Allah doesn't accept it and we'll never accept it. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't accept it and he never accepted it. So we will never accept it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end, he says, وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَهَا آيَةً. We've left it as a sign. So will there be anybody that will take admonishment? فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرٍ. How was my punishment and my severe warning? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Indeed, we've made this Quran easy to remember. Then will somebody not take admonishment? Will not somebody take the warning and wake up and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unite us. Wallahi, we are a force to be reckoned with if we stand together. But as long as we are divided, we are weak. We don't even have a voice. Let us stand together. Let us raise our voices. And let's bring about change in this country and in this world. بإذن الله تعالى الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just an announcement. شكرا for all your support. Please, can you make an appeal to the Masallis as we are still below our target for the Wudu project from the trustees? Jazakum Allah khairan. Barakallahu fikum. There will also be leaflets handed out with regards to the initiative of our neighborhood watch patrol. There was an attempted kidnapping just on the corner here, a few meters away from the masjid. And we know this is happening everywhere. Kidnappings, break-ins, armed robberies. This is all part of this fitna and fasad. And you know the two things, Jamaat al-Muslimin, إِذَا انْتَشَرَ فِي قَوْمٍ الرِّبَى وَالزِّنَى أَحَلَّ عَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبُ اللَّهِ. Two things. If it becomes prevalent in a society, then they've brought upon themselves, they've made lawful for themselves, the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are those two things? Fornication and the giving and taking of interest. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمداً رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد في حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر ولقد تركناها آية فهل من مدكر يا أخوة الأفاضل إن الأمم السابقة السالفة إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد أهلك كثيرا منهم وتركها آية لنا فهل نحن مستيقظون؟ فهل نحن منتبهون؟ وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت أنا والساعة كهاتين وأشار بسبابته والوسطى فعلينا أن نستيقظ من غفلتنا وأن نعود إلى الله وأن نتوب إلى الله وأن ندعو إلى الله ولهذا قال تعالى ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين أعود بكم هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون
اللهم صل وسلم زلود وأنعم وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين بادك وأشرف العباد سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه وسلم سلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وأنسار أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. قام الله دائما مدامة السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم، أتوب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، ومن عذابك نستجير، أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.